UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Val Vano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
It's a delight to follow Louisville Lock here. So just
Lock 1C4.
Pleasure to come in here and try and do a little, objective radio. But, we understand that they can't put two shows in the 93.9 studio at once. So, Louisville Lock got to work out of here. I understand that. That's okay, though. Boy, that pisses him off. That is hilarious. It's all showbiz for him, except that. That truly pisses him off. That cracks me up. Because it breaks Rex's brand. His brand is to hate everybody, so he can't be a honk for anybody. Certainly not Louisville. But that's pretty awesome. Louisville Lock. Maybe we get some merchandise. We should get some merchandise. Get the same company who produces the Empire Electron stuff. Just to set the record straight, because by the time he was done talking about me, it sounded like I think every game should be, let's all join hands and sing Kumbaya. And it's not quite that simple. And the thing that made me laugh is he said, when I root for all the New York teams, that somehow means I don't root against anybody. That's two teams in Major League Baseball that's got 30. That's 28 other ones, dude. 20, and there's one in each league. That's like saying you root for Liverpool, so you can't root for Milan. They're two different leagues. One's in Italy, one's in England. Doesn't work that way. So it's that made me laugh. Also, yes, I am a person who looks at the team that I'm rooting for and then root against whoever is in a game that would affect my team. If the Knicks were in a race... Sorry, I made myself laugh thinking about that.
It was like a car race?
If the Knicks were... I can't even get it up. Let's say they were actually... I'm sorry. Wait, get myself together.
Giannis dunk on just take his soul?
You. If
they lost by a cool 50.
If the Knicks were in a race for a playoff spot, and the team that they were fighting for was playing that same night, I would be rooting against that team. Yes, of course. So it's not all just yay kumbaya. And I understand. You misinterpreted. I understand that for some people it's fun. For the Locks of the world, and evidently he's so proud of all these texts saying, you're right, hate is good, hate is good. I'm just saying, I don't get it, and I never will get it. It's like somebody sets you up with a girl on a date, and she's nice looking, and she's a nice person, but there's nothing there. And no matter what that, but don't you understand? She's really smart. Yes, she is. And she's got a great job, and she's good look. I got nothing. I'm sorry. I don't feel, it does me no pleasure to do that. So that's what it's about for me. So if you go about your business, don't hurt anybody. It's America. Knock yourself out. But that's what I actually said. I didn't say, I don't hear other people saying it. For some reason, their take is, I'm rooting for Team A. And that, like he said, every night, I feel like I'm rooting for two teams. I'm rooting for Team A and against Team B. I'm rooting for Team A. And if my team is not quite as sucky as the Knicks are, there's a whole bunch of other teams I'm rooting for because they are affecting that team in the standings. Of course, the Knicks have been eliminated from playoff competition on opening day for 8 straight years, so that doesn't matter. But the other ones, that's who I look at. And I will say this, as a kid, If there's a game going on and is a quote-unquote dynasty playing, I always rooted against the dynasties. I always rooted against the Green Bay Packers. When I was a kid, that meant you say, how old are you? Well, they were dynastic then. Against the Montreal Canadiens, against the Boston Celtics.
Against
the only one I didn't was the New York Yankees, and that's because that they were in my backyard. But I root against all dynasties.
Did you root against Will Perdue and
always
the Bulls?
Always have.
Did you tell him that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Sure I did. I'm sorry, I did. Nothing against Will personally, but I didn't hate Will Perdue. I didn't go to his house and tape, you know, Bulls down, Bulls upside down on his head or some crap. I just rooted for the underdog. Let somebody else have a taste. Let somebody else get a thrill one time. Let somebody else get to hoist the trophy. You know, share the wealth a little bit.
You always were a Stockton and Malone fan.
So, and as for the Boston Red Sox, I don't hate the Red Sox. And this will segue into my thing about, I hated their mindset. When we were in Connecticut, they hadn't won yet. And I said, they like to make analogies between themselves and the Cubs because they both had gone since like the French in French and Indian War without winning. The difference was Cubs fans really were lovable losers. They were adorable how much they wanted to win. Red Sox fans were pissed off. They were angry. It was like, you owe us a championship, you sons of... That pissed me off. It was almost as if they were owed it. Like, you know, we come and spend all this money at the stadium, you owe us a championship. Cubs fans are like, well, let's go to the stadium again. We probably won't win, but maybe we will, and we'll hear Harry get drunk and sing, you know, and we'll have a good time, and yay. And the Red Sox, they were Tommy and Timmy, you know, talk sports, only talk championships, damn it. You know, banging on things and screaming. That irritated me. So that's with that. That's what that was all about.
Is there a better team for Crean to cheer for than the Cubs?
That's what I mean. That is perfect. So, and here is my disdain for it. You hinted at it with Locke. If you want to have fun with people, I told you the story yesterday, not exactly a hate thing. Her daughter, for goodness sake, plays on a college team, and you know, they played Virginia Wesleyan where I went to school, and they lost to them, and she was complaining about an official's call late. I was needling her about that. So of course, I just came in and interrupted the meeting to announce to the room that I thought the Louisville Lock Show should be moved to the 93.9 studios, which elicited a bird from Lachlan. So that's that was worth it. But yes, there are certain players. You're right about that. Like, I'll be honest, I don't even know the kid's name. The kid who peed in the Ole Miss Mississippi State game, cost the team the game. Good. Love that. Absolutely adored that. I love ass hatty behavior costing you. That's one of my favorite things. Because to me, and I'm very consistent, it's respecting the game. The game always comes first. Game comes before you, comes before me, comes before the officials, comes before the players, comes before the fans. The game. It's the game. It's been here before us. It'll be here after us. That's what makes it special. It's the game. You disrespect the game, you should have something bad happen to you. That's disrespecting the game. Sorry, that's how I feel about it. You can talk till you're blue in the face. You'll never change my mind. That's disrespecting the game. So when you disrespect the game, good. You get it right in the shorts. Good for him. I don't like Baker Mayfield, so I'm not, but I mean, I've, you know, softened on that too, but I don't particularly like him, but it doesn't mean I hate the Browns forever, but I don't, you know, I wouldn't particularly like him to, it's much easier to celebrate Lamar Jackson than it is Baker Mayfield to me. That's all. That's why Lamar is great to me, because he's not only a great player and his team is great. They're innovative in what they're doing and using his skills, and he seems like a wonderful guy. Okay, now here's where the hate part that you were alluding to, Locke. Chris Mack said yesterday, and Blankenbaker quoted him. Maybe it's because Blankenbaker quoted him, because he just elicits a knee-jerk reaction from Big Blue Nation that they want to come and, you know, throw eggs at his house. So the tweet was very funny, and it was actually very poignant. Chris said, he told the story, he said to his wife, I'm number one. She said, take out the garbage. I said to my daughters, I'm number one. He said, Dad, you're a loser, which is what teenage girls would say to their father if you... No teenage girls. He said to his little boy, who doesn't know what the hell's going on, he's a little guy, I'm number one. The little boy said, I'm number one. That is funny. It's self-deprecating. It's modest. It's humble. Four tweets. It took four responses before somebody from BBN had to get in there and make some snarky remark about something. That's what I don't understand. I literally do not understand. It's a human moment. It's like Cal did wonderful things to help us with the V Foundation a few years ago. Should I have denigrated his donation because he's Big Blue Nation? Would you pay us in pesos? Why don't you make a donation in money? How stupid. People say, boy, what a horse's ass that guy is. Well, yes. Yes, I would be. Well, it's the same thing here. The guy is saying something funny, And you know what else? It got me thinking. There are very few things in sports that really are life-changing. I was thinking about that. I was trying to make a list of a thing for an athlete or a coach that literally would change their lives. Winning a major championship in golf comes to mind. I think that's one. Winning a national championship in basketball or going to the Final Four as a minor, you know, a mid-major. I think that changes your life. I think you can ride that a long way. But I'm honest to God. It's very sad to say there are a few other places. I hope Scotty won't get mad at me. Winning a national championship at non-division one doesn't change guys' lives. One of my dearest friends, my roommate in college, is a coach now at Francis Marion. He was at Indiana University, Pennsylvania. He made the Final Four. I mean, he worked for 27 years. He made the Final Four. He said he got back to campus, and the thing he was struck with was the next day, not one thing had changed in his life. Nothing. There was not one thing that was different. I mean, and that's the thing. I imagine maybe if you win an Academy Award, if you're an Academy Award winner, that changes your life. I think that's probably true. But like being number one, you may not know this. You can look it up, as Casey Stengel used to say. Mark Gottfried, when he was at Alabama, had them ranked number one in December in basketball. By the end of the year, they weren't even ranked. I don't think his life dramatically changed. He's bounced to two different coaching jobs, went to TV for a while. I mean,
do you get any award, like a plaque or a,
for what? For being number one during the year?
Yeah, does the AP send you something?
No, you go to Dinn Brothers and call and say, I'd like plaque number 6 to 8. Well, I mean, like, I'll be honest. I'm really proud that our station was the radio station of the year, best radio station.
Besties, baby.
The besties. And this show was voted best show, which, go ahead, send your snark. Get it out of your system.
It wasn't voted best show. You were voted best host.
Best rate male host. Male host.
Male host.
Nobody could be.
You ain't touching Kelly Kay. No one's touching Kelly Kay.
So that was fortunately that she's the gender. Thanks for making sure you knocked me down a notch. I wasn't trying to been onto a high horse. I was trying to make the point, though. We didn't get anything.
I was giving you more props. Okay. That's like saying that we were named MVP. No, you were named MVP.
Well, that's very nice of you. But you know, there's a part of me, honest to God, Drew and I have talked about this. Yeah, I do want something. I want something to hang on the wall of my office. I do. That's just the truth. I want to be able to look at it and remember that when days when I have 40 texts coming in to start you asshat. And, you know, I just want
to. Can we get a title belt? Get a title belt.
I don't want that.
Oh, come on.
They don't
want that. Can I put up a fan operator's Twitter poll?
That's my take on that whole thing. So go about your business. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. That's how we end service every week. So same thing on the show here. So, you know, just go I understand that's how you want to roll. The thing that I'm struck by, though, is many of those same people who celebrate how much they hate the other team don't really love sports. I'm sorry. That's the truth. They just love the rivalry. That's what they want. They just live to go send barbs to that guy. And here's the other, and this is how I'll wrap it up. Why you can say, this is why for me, this sums it up, okay? This is a story. I've told this story on the program probably 20 times, so many of you probably heard it before, but for those who haven't, and the others hopefully will indulge. The bottom line is this for me. I don't like to take my head and slam it into the wall. Does not strike me as a very enjoyable experience to just stand up and go to the corner and just take my head and slam it and slam it and slam it. That is what you do with the witty banter on the rivalry. Oh, what do you think is going to happen when you send them? Do you think at some point the guy's going to wake up and say, you know, a Big Balls 27 sent me a text, and that is, he makes a great point. I'm never going to root for that team again. He's absolutely just won me over. Okay, it's futile. It's absolutely futile. There's literally nothing you can do, nothing you can ever do that will shut them up. And I offer as evidence, case in point. My brother Jim had just gotten the NC State job, went to get a haircut, literally 2 days after. Guy in the barber chair says to him, you're a new coach at State, aren't you? He says, well, yes, I am. He says, you'll never beat Dean. He said, well, he's had a great program there. He really has, but, you know, we're certainly going to work hard. He said, well, you'll never beat him. You know, they never do beat him. And he said, well, wait a second now. You know, Norm Sloan, the guy who had left NC State before, he beat him a few times. He said, well, no, he never really beat him. He never did anything as spectacular as Dean did. And Jimmy said, wait a second. He said, this was true, by the way. You could look this up. Like 5 years or 6 years before he left, and he said to the guy, 6 years ago, they went undefeated. They didn't lose a game. And the guy, without missing a beat, said, just think what Dean would have done with that talent. Okay, so there you go. So you go undefeated. You've never lost a game, and the guy is still not going to give you. So what am I wasting my time for? I've got other things to do. I could try and give my kids advice if I want to do something futile. I'll just, you know, if I want to bang my head against the wall, I'll just go do that. Or you know, try and reason with my wife. Why would I do that in this case? So that's why. You're never going to change their mind. You're never going to influence them. And that's fine. You root for who you want. But for me, I have better things to do with my time than get into a bantering thing with Big Ball 26. I mean, I don't care. You know, it's just that that's why. So that's it. But you, some people live for that. It's that recreation of them. Let me get in a room. I'm going to banter with Big Ball 26. This will be fun. You suck. No, you suck. And here's why you suck. No, you guys really suck. This guy sucks. You're number one. You vacated a championship. You're on probation 9 times. You suck. No, he sucks. Thanks. I'm going to bed. See you. I mean, that's okay. All right. That's what you want to do. I'd rather go make a Bob Ross painting. That's just the reality. So there you go. I don't want a red. So that was Nick speaking. Thank you. See, that's why I didn't want you to say that. Texas said, Bob, why do you want me to get by a bus? Red Sox fan. I would never say that even in jest. So that's big-headed producer talking out his ass. That's what he did there, and he gets me in trouble. I never said that. I never implied that. So take it up with him. Let's see. I would buy a Louisville Lock hooded sweatshirt. Yeah, see, I'm telling you, we got to get that. That'll be awesome. We got to get the same company who's producing the Empire Electron stuff. Just a big picture of Lock, both hands, L's up, and just oh, he put on his title, Louisville Lock. I'm telling you, that will fly off the shelves. So, that's it.
We should get T-shirts for all the hosts here.
The new show. I hate fans who like both teams. Okay, well, good for you. That's the point. So, and I go through that in New York. They don't hate me, but they're, how do you like the Yankees and the Mets? Well, one is in the American League, one is in the National League. They can both actually win the pennant. There's only been one time in the entire history of the world. How many billions of years old is the Earth? I don't know. Only once have they met in the World Series. One time. I'll take my chances. I feel good about that. That's like saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to buy that $1 lottery ticket because I really don't want to put myself in a different tax bracket. I'm pretty certain. Yeah, really? You worried about that? You really? That's keeping you up at night? You think? That's the odds on the Yankees and Mets meeting in the World Series. If they do, like the year they did, I loved it. I actually talked to ESPN and let me go to games three, four, and five. Loved every minute of it.
It was
in the Yankee
forever.
clubhouse. I took a cork. They were popping Dom Perignon. That's like, I mean, they were popping like 600. Well, how much is Dom Perignon? $500 a bottle?
Something like that.
Yeah, they were popping like, they must have popped like $60,000 worth of champagne. Wouldn't you dump like, you know, Asti Spumante on each other's head? I mean, just trying to, you know, we're not drinking this spit. Let's just pay the cheapest. Billy, go out and buy 9 crates of Asti Spumante.
Get us a bunch of Mario's Prosecco.
Here's 20 bucks. Get what you can. I mean, but that was like, whoa.
So yeah, misspelled Prosecco.
I was rooting more for the Mets than the Yankees. Didn't hurt my feelings. The Yankees won. It was great. It was a no lose situation. It was great fun.
There's always a part of you that roots for one more than the other, teeny tiny bit in your heart of hearts.
Well, yes. Because why? But it's consistent. Again, I'm very consistent. Why would I root for the Mets one?
Underdog. Right.
They've won two championships. The Yankees have won 9,000.
And Mike Piazza was Italian. He's also the new manager of the Italian national team.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool. Talk about Michigan, John Beilein. Celebrate John Beilein a little bit. Why am I celebrating John Beilein? He's coaching in the NBA. Because I believe that this is a testament to him and to Juwan Howard. And I'll tell you, come to Juwan Howard in a minute. That what he did is what a guy does when you come up through the ranks from, and I love the fact that John Beilein came up through Division III, Division II, low-level Division I, mid-major Division I, two different high-major Division I's, and has won every place he's been, was never an assistant, basically figured it out on the fly. It's why his offense is a little goofy, because he took a little of this, a little of that, a little of this, a little of that, and he just made it up as he went. And what you do is, I think you do one of two things when you coach. You build a team, or you build a program. And I think that neither, and it's not that one is bad or anything, but you build a team is that you just you go out and you are going to get the best players you get your hands on, and you're going to figure it out. Bobby Cremins was really good at that. He would, and my brother did that basically. He played a whole bunch of different ways. You take a team and you get the best talent, and you then bend it and shape it to fit that talent. And it's a skill, and it's really good, and you believe you can redo it every year. Basically, I mean, not every year. Now, I guess Cal has to do it every year, or Duke, or but I mean, for the most part, back then you didn't have to. You had guys for 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it was. But if you're Beilein, he built a program, which means that it had continuity to it. The way they play was taught and ingrained, and he got players to fit his system rather than the other way around. We'll get the best players, and then I'll build the system around it. Yeah, he tweaked it, but he plays the way he plays. And I think Juwan Howard, and this is where he deserves credit, certainly he's not just in there doing an impersonation of John Beilein. He's got his own stuff, his own wrinkles, but he's doing a lot of things that Beilein did. And that makes good sense because the guy built the program for those principles to be, to be done to be executed efficiently. And he's taught that. And why come in and midstream just change everything? And I give him great credit for that. And, I think that that's a tribute to John Beilein's ability to build a program. And he's terrific. He's a terrific coach, and Juwan Howard deserves a lot of credit for not getting caught up in the ego side of it. That everything anything before me, out you go, you just out the window. We are going to it's my way now. He said he's got I got a little wrinkle. I want to do this, but we were doing good stuff here in the past, and so he's continuing to do some of that and deserves a lot of credit. It's going to be a big challenge for Louisville tonight. It certainly does not mean that I don't think they are going to win or can win the game, but it is a team that does what Louisville does as well as they do in terms of Louisville has really been shooting the ball. They've been out shooting people consistently, and this team is shooting lights out, and they move the ball. They are a great ball movement team. When Louisville is very good, they are a great ball movement team. So it should be a lot of basketball. It should be a very entertaining game. No question about that. 2679-680, 437-9680 is the text line. We'll try and work some of those in. Before we do that, though, let me tell you about my friends at somewhere. I have some friends, as hard as that may be to believe. Where do I have friends, Nick? Tell me where I have friends. I have friends at Genesis places. Diamonds.
Oh, well, that's a high place.
That's a very high place. It's a great holiday season. It looks like it's shaping up that way. And Genesis is making it easy to go big this year. They got a spectacular offer on all earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Take an extra 25% off. Genesis is already unbeatable low prices. Thousands of pairs of earrings, 25% off. Diamond stud earrings, diamond hoops, dangling earrings, earrings with sapphires, rubies, emeralds. Save an extra 25%. This is one amazing value. Plus case after case of gorgeous pendants, journey pendants, circle pendants, diamond crosses, diamond necklaces. Unforgettable gifts, all 25% off. Case after case of these gorgeous pendants, and you can never go wrong with a stunning bracelet either. Tennis bracelets, bangles, sapphires, diamond bracelets, cuff bracelets, stackable bracelets, Genesis has them all. All on sale now. Whatever your budget, from $200 to $200,000, that's produce kind of money there. Whatever her style, classic, modern, vintage, and white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, Genesis has these amazing ready-to-wear gifts. And the great thing is, guys, they're not only all on sale at a tremendous value, 25% off, now through Sunday only, but they're ready to wrap, ready to go, and in stock. And you want to take advantage of that. Guys, like the shopping made easy. And I plead guilty to that myself. I like to make a list, maybe check it twice. Don't have to worry about who's naughty and nice. Everybody's nice in our family.
Really?
Yeah. And then I go get the presents. Shelby Road Plaza, official jeweler of both the Kentucky Wildcats and Louisville Cardinals. Talking about Bengals. Are the Bengals still playing? Are they like in a nostalgia tour?
I thought you meant the Susanna Bengals. Hoff. Like, yeah, they just beat them.
She was easy on the eyes. The whole group was kind of easy on the eyes.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
Or maybe I knew this back in the day and I just forgot.
Yep.
This phone that you sometimes hear in the background when the producer turns his mic on.
Right.
It has different rings. There's no fun ringtones. Like, it doesn't start playing like Paco Bell's Canyon.
Yes.
Or something like that. But there were ones that were like slightly less shrill, some more so.
How you can set it for the ring you
want? Yeah, like the different volumes. I almost kind of want to do this on the air.
I'll call it
because it's like it is an audio medium after all.
All right, let me call it. Well, okay. Let the listeners vote which ring they like to be interrupted with the best.
Okay, so this is one. I have it cranked up super high, too. So
I got to remember the number here.
267-9680.
Oh, crap. I just called 790. Damn it. Sorry. Here we go. Take a listen. It's ringing.
Why do you have their number in your phone?
I'm just kidding. Just made it up. Just making a joke. Just being snarky.
Okay, that's ringer number one.
Okay. Wait, I like that one. I kind of like that one.
That's not our typical one.
I like that one better.
Okay. All right. So that's the clubhouse leader. This was our normal one. Okay.
Wait. Wait a minute. I have to dial again, don't I?
I don't know. I've never done this before.
Here we go. I'm dialing again.
This was the one we typically have.
All right. Hold on. Somehow it cut me off for some inexplicable reason. Oh, now I got issues.
What are you?
There it is. Okay. Here we go. Should be ringing any moment. Here we go.
Thinking about it.
It's ringing on my side. No, I don't like that.
See, that's the one we've always had.
I don't like
that.
That's
the one we've always had.
I don't like
that. Tried and true. It's the one I grew up on.
I don't like that one.
All right. Well, so there's two more.
All right. Wait. Hang on. Tell me when you're hung up. Ready?
No, people are calling in to help.
No, they can't. They're trying to help you, but don't do that because now it's going to keep. That's the first one, right?
That was the one you liked.
I like that.
All right. There's another one.
Here we go. Ooh, that sounds like...
I kind of like... That's James
like
Earl Jones.
Space, like... ooh, all right. I like that. What's the last one? No. It's either one or three for me. So we'll
one or
the,
three?
We'll let the voters pick here. It'd probably be one vote. One, you know, guy who gets it. He says, your show's an absolute mess, but the host is great. The award is correct. That's very nice of you, pal, I guess.
Hey, blank you. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Well, give me one and three again. Here we go. That's one, and then here's three.
No. In the phone.
Yes.
This is one.
Okay.
That's classic.
That's the one we've been using. I hate that. Get rid of that.
Okay. This is version two.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
This is version three. Don't like that either.
That was the one you liked.
No, I didn't.
Yeah?
Maybe I did. I'm confused. Here's four. Right. Ooh, I like that.
Really? You did like that the first time. I almost feel like an optometrist. One.
Left.
Two.
E-N-S.
You just said you couldn't say anything out of that.
Left. It's pointing up. It's down. It's red. Sir, I haven't put the chart in yet. Well, it was either the second or the fourth of those. I definitely don't like that. That's the one we have now.
No, that was the one you liked.
No, I don't know anything anymore. They're more confused.
This was the one we universally liked, the space one.
Yeah, let's do that. Go with that one. Yeah, go with that one. We're all in agreement. Unless the texter can persuade us why they shouldn't, that's the one we're going with now. So from now on, when the show is unprofessionally run and the phone is ringing on the air, that's what you'll be hearing.
That entire time.
We're getting
people
votes.
Are calling
like
in.
Guy says, pick three, my lord. Pick number three. Three sounds good. So I hope,
pick
was
three,
that number
lord.
Three? Was
no,
that number three?
Pick three. That was the first one I played for you that you liked and then you didn't like. By the way, this entire time, people have been trying to get a hold of us. We're just messing with the phone.
What is?
This was three.
All right, let's see. No, we don't like that. That's not the one you played third. That's not the one you played third. It's third on the phone, but it's not the one you played third.
That was the one I played first.
Yes, they're saying the one that you played third is the one they like best. But you jumbled all around. Now, you don't even remember which one you played third. We all hate that one, so get rid of that one.
I remember I played this one
first. Get rid of that one.
And you liked it more than the other one.
The listeners say they want the third one you played. You don't know which one the third one is, do you? Why are you playing the one we all hate?
You liked it at first.
Damn it. I can't cut the guy off from here.
You just potted him through.
No, I'm cutting off. Cutting everybody off. You're all cut off. There you go. So the third one that you played.
I don't know what the third one was. We jumped around.
Three was the space one. See? Thank you. That's what we all agreed. Why must you make it more complicated? Play the space one. Put it on the space one.
Fine.
Put it on the space one. Now this is the one. I'm dialing it. This is what you'll hear. The space one, that's it. We all agree that's the one they wanted. Everybody voted who voted for the thousands of votes that came in all picked three. Well, the four votes. They all picked three. So there you go.
All right. Fine. That's the new official ring. Congratulations.
Well done, listeners. Well done. Whew, that was exhausting.
I kind of missed the old one, but I do like this one. This is
all
a good
right,
one.
Let's go see. What do we got here? Three was definitely the space one. They're all saying that. You'll hate them all soon enough. It's like an alarm clock.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. I realize that. Oh, man. Guy says you realize you're not a commercial break, right? Yeah, we know what we're doing, ostensibly anyway. All right, well, we do have to go to an actual real-life commercial.
I have
commercial
this image break. Of like all the ESPN people landing in the city. By the way, we do have some awesome guests coming.
We've got Seth Greenberg's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Dick Vitale, who's got the call of the game tonight. Hall of Famer Dick Vitale. And following that, I forgot the third guy.
Another Greenberg, Neil Greenberg.
Neil Greenberg from Washington Post. We're all in the house tonight. Of course, we still got Joe Jablonski in the orchestra. Oswald the drummer. Hit it, boys. We'll be back right after this.
You're locked on The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
What is that, a beginner student at GIST? What are we? Let's go live to the GIST studios where a lesson is being given to 7-year-old Marcy Johnson. Here's Marcy learning scales. Go ahead, Marcy. Next week, we'll use more than one finger. Those will be called chords. Very good. Oh, very good, Marcy. Good. Try a different note now, Marcy. You're wearing that one out. Come on, Marcy. Move off that damn note. Marcy? Marcy! Thank you. She loves that one note. Oh, now she's going to do it on this note. Marcy, the key to music is variety of notes. Not hitting one note and just hitting it over. Marcy! Marcy! Our time's up this week, Marcy. We'll see you next week. Mrs. Johnson? Oh, now you guys come in. Marcy, who are these people?
Those are my brothers. Stop yelling at our sister.
All right, get rid of the Marcy Johnson band. Okay, we're done. God, I want to climb on the other side of the glass and unplug everything on your side of the studio. Look at you. You know, the list is not finished.
I was
finished.
Actually professionally fading it out.
Fading it out.
I was supposed to
it
do.
It was more erosion. You weren't just fading it out. It was like, yes.
So you're supposed to do it slow and gentle.
It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. 2 inches a year.
Put that on the mixtape.
There we go. We're putting the lawn. You know, you might be on the naughty list the way things are going.
I got enough good Rapoport.
Guy says, what happened to Tuesday?
Rapoport.
What happened? It's Billy Rapoport.
I love Billy.
What happened to Tuesdays with Fred? And those of you may not know, Fred is leading a dog team through Alaska, fulfilling his live stream of driving in the Iditarod. So,
go get him, Freddie C. You got to bring Freddie back once he gets back and falls out.
I love the fact when Texters chime right in with the absurdity of the show. Those are the folks that get it. I love Texter says Marcy needs an exorcism. That's exactly what it sounded like. yes. Hey, where's the texter who hates baseball? Quick. How freaking old is Mike Moustakas? Mike Moustakas is old, right? Well, he's not that old, I guess. All right, he's 31. All right, I'll let it ride then. Because this is unbelievable. Hey, Reds fans, this is on the internet today. Mike Moustakas signing vaults Cincinnati Reds into the pole position in the NL Central. What? The Reds are the favorites in the NL Central because of signing Mike Moustakas? Really?
They do have a pretty good lineup.
Wow. With one signing, the Reds have improved from mere wannabe contenders to actual contenders in the National League Central. Don't do what?
If we talk baseball, people
calm down. The Reds have sucked for like my entire time here. To take 40 seconds to say they went from dog spit to actually might be a decent team, that's news. That's unbelievable. I didn't even know it was possible. So how about that? So there you go. That was 1 minute. Calm down. The title of that, tell Bob the title of that Kanye song. What's the title of that
Runaway.
Song?
Runaway.
Why did you want to? Why is there? I thought it assumed it would be like dirty or something.
I could be wrong. I thought it was just Runaway.
All right. Well, because he made it sound like.
I love that song.
Well, Marcy's, they need a new pianist because that one note Johnny thing.
She was killing it, man.
Guy says, talk hockey, damn it. The Reds still need to get relief pitching. Yes, everybody needs help. That's true. All right. What was I going to mention before we got sidetracked by Marcy and her little musical? Actually, I was going to mention the Moustakas thing. They're going to move him to second base, too, which is interesting. Tonight's game, to get into that, is the beauty of college basketball. It is a game, and somebody texted me this yesterday, and I'm just telling you the truth. The truth is, until the bowl games are over, college basketball is a seasoning in the big stew of televised sports. Just telling you, we love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. It never takes a backseat to anything here. It's not like it's not important, but it is just the reality that they are consumed with, you know, the show, the and not just ESPN, all of them, but ESPN is at the forefront because they have more college basketball than anybody. They pick their spots. They get terrific holiday programming from all those events that are in the Bahamas and things like that, and the Virgin Islands and all that. They get a great bang for the buck the opening weekend with the Champions Classic. I mean, those are very, very high-profile teams that are usually obviously very strong. And then they just put a little seasoning in the dish of the sports landscape with, oh, here's a big game tonight, Louisville and Michigan. But the fact of the matter is, the fans are, how are they not making more about this? Because they just, the reality is their priorities are football until the bowl games are over. And the occasional NBA. You know, they have the NBA doubleheaders, and, you know, it's an NBA, like it or not, is a big moneymaker, and it does well for them. That's their priority. You can't do everything every day, so that's what they do. That's the reality of it. Again, I'm not advocating, I'm not trying to convince you, but that's what the landscape is. And that's the way they look at it. College basketball kicks in for them basically in January, and you can even make the case, you know, after the Super Bowl, but the ESPN doesn't really have NFL rights at that point. Their Monday night games are done, and college football, which they own. They own all the bowl games with the exception of, I think, five. So they are dialed in, and let's not kid ourselves. They are at the forefront of the programming decisions, and so it is not a huge priority. It doesn't mean they're ignoring it, but I'm just telling you, because I had a call yesterday and made the point other people have texted today. My God, how come there's not more hype for this game? And the beauty of it is it should be an enjoyable game, a great game, a game that if you're a fan like we are, that you look forward to. I can't wait to get to the arena tonight. I'm so looking forward to seeing it, broadcasting it, and nobody's going to get eliminated tonight. And that's the beauty of it. And nobody should get eliminated the first week in December. But you'll find out some answers because this is a team not only that is very good, but you're catching them at a basketball. There's hardly any teams that just get to a level. As much as John Wooden used to preach it to his guys, let's get to a level and stay there. It doesn't. They're humans. There's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs. And you're catching this team at the crest of the wave. So there's no question it's going to be more than a little bit of a handful. But that's the beauty of it. We'll find out. And it should be a big advantage to play at home. I would think the fans will be pretty jazzed up about this. There's been a lot of talk of late with all the things on the sports landscape. You know, the attendance has not been great at Louisville games, at Kentucky games, when you're playing teams directional schools, a lot of them. But this is going to be a game where it's two, you know, 600-pound gorillas going in there and going in there on a roll. And that gets people's gets the juices flowing. So it should be a lot of fun tonight. Should be a terrific matchup. Is this a whiteout tonight? Oh, crap. I got to go get a different shirt. I forgot. I got a red shirt on.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, I have to go get a white shirtless shirt. Yeah, that'll be scary and depressing. But that's what is on the line tonight. So it should be. I mean, and again, it's not a matter of that's the way it should be. It's just I'll give you an example. I mean, CBS, for goodness sake, you could make the case, and I wasn't sure this was by design to do that, that they were trying to, educate people about watching sports on Facebook Live. But you know, Louisville as the number two team in the country playing on Facebook Live is because there's no room at the inn for all the CBS sports properties. They had football coming out their rear end too. There was, I mean, they have Ivy League games on. There's games everywhere and this time of year, and that's what's uppermost in people's minds. So we will see how the game plays out tonight. But for us, going to be damn tasty. I'm not sure. This guy usually sends me to try and get me to say a double entendre. Let me see. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I don't understand that joke, so I can't read that on the air. Here.
I won't read it out loud. Let me see. I don't see it.
Oh, the guy was alluding to my comments earlier. I was trying to find things that happen that change change your world. You'll hear people say that. Boy, when that happened for me, I mean, life was completely different. I'd say winning an Academy Award for an actor is probably that. Winning a national championship for a basketball coach, or going to a Final Four if you're a coach of mid-major, that literally can change your career. You're now known as the guy who did that. Winning a World Series, I'm sure, for a baseball manager. Winning a Super Bowl for a football coach. I don't know that just getting to a World Series. Winning an NBA championship, arguably, I would guess. Yeah, it does. I mean, you do that. You have a certain cachet that you can go to just about anywhere in life. Maybe even getting to a Super Bowl or getting to an NBA Finals. Maybe that even does it. I don't know. But beyond that, it's really hard. And the reason I was bringing it up is because it's wonderful. It's the number one thing is a wonderful thing. But Chris's tweet, or wherever Mark Blankenbaker got that from, was at his press conference. Is that where he said it? I don't know. But it was hilarious. It was self-deprecating, and it was really good. He's, you know, I'm number one, he said to his wife. And Christy said, take out the garbage. And he told his daughters, I'm number one. And they said, you're a loser, Dad, which is exactly what teen and preteen girls should say to their father. And then told his little son, who doesn't know anything's going on, I'm number one. He said, no, I'm number one. How could you not find that charming? And, you know, but of course, it took three tweets afterwards for the UK person to jump in and bash it down, which that's the part of the hatred of the rivalry I don't get. It was not even, it wasn't. If somebody's out there being really boastful and they're dead serious about it, talking about it, you know, serious as curing cancer, yeah, you want to take them down a notch. This was a guy being completely self-deprecating. It was hilarious and humble. And so Texter says, UK won the game Saturday and the sun still came up Sunday. Life goes on. Even the titles you mentioned don't really change anything for a person down deep. You're either a good person or you aren't. Only the individual can improve themselves. Enjoy success, but keeping it in perspective, and grow from failure. Well, that's true. I'm not suggesting it changes them. What's the word I'm looking for? Intrinsically, it changes their life significantly in terms of how they're perceived, what they do. I mean, listen. I mean, when my brother won the national championship, it was night and day different for everything. Really, I mean, it really was. I saw it secondhand. It wasn't my life, but I mean, you'd see the difference in everything, in business opportunities, and people want you to speak, your presence around even campus and things like that. It's just, but that's at Division One. I don't know. I'm not trying to be rude, but my alma mater, the guy won the national championship there. And, you know, he's the same. I mean, not he's the same. I mean, like my brother was the same person. I think, you know, people are the same people to the Texter's point. I'm talking about their lifestyle. He's doing the same thing. He's still making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to take on road trips. it is what it is. So, I think, though, when you're an Academy Award winner, you get to have a situation where different roles come for you. When you're a coach, you know, all of a sudden now the people want you to speak and they assume your price goes up. They pay you more money and your lifestyle can change. And there's no question about that. And but I don't know any other that doesn't happen, I don't think, in very many places in life. So his point was well taken. It was good. It was funny. It was self-deprecating. But it was also a reminder. My college roommate, who's one of my dearest friends in the world, you know, made it to the Final Four at Division II after he'd worked like 22 years to get, and he finally got it. And he said he was struck when they got back to campus from the trip. And it was nothing, not one thing had changed in his life. Not one thing. So this one is worth a comment. I love to share the little things I know about the business. And I'm not saying that to be falsely modest. I'm here to tell you that I've been doing this now, hard to believe how old I am. I never say that on the air. People come in. I'm going to yank you out of the studio. What? He's that old? Get him off the air, that son of a... But, you know, the business has changed. I've been in it for 20 years. It is so almost unrecognizable from when I got into it that sometimes I'm trying to explain things, and I got to be honest, like, I don't really understand them either. But why isn't promoting UofL versus Michigan over Duke? Had Duke promotion on the Monday night football game. Some of that is because of, well, a lot of it is because of
Crean. He tweeted about this yesterday.
Who did?
Crean.
But the simple fact is this. The simple fact is that we love our school, you love your school, whatever it may be. There are certain things they know, trust me, they leave very little to chance. Now, you could say that this is a result of their own doing, but the reality is there are certain teams that move the needle, is the term they would use. Duke is one of those teams. Now, the city of Louisville does higher college ratings than any city in the country. For, you know, Final Fours, we get the highest TV ratings even when no team from this area is in the Final Four. We love college basketball. But in terms of the general fan, the Joe Jablonski who's watching a little football, a little basketball, college football, this, a little that, Duke moves the needle. So they promote, hey, look, we got one of your favorites on, and maybe as Locke suggests, it's because a lot of people want to hate on him. Maybe he's right about that. Hey, I get to root against Duke Tuesday. Yay. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is a lot of this stuff's done in advance, and I don't think anybody in their right mind thought Michigan would be ranked fourth in the country at this point. I mean, that you talk about coming completely out of left field. I mean, you look at all the things that go into it. There's graphics, there's elements, there's produced elements. My guess is I'm fairly certain they didn't see this coming. So that's probably part of it. Let's see what is this one says. My wife just walked in wondering why there was a phone ringing. Yeah, if you missed that earlier, you missed the great phone ringing endeavor. You also missed, by the way, the Empire Electrons update. They played their hearts out this weekend in a quagmire. Just awful. My poor running back, Mark Ingram, only got 8 points because he could hardly move on that field. Lamar played his heart out, got me another 24. But the Electrons go down to the big-headed producers team. In a very close game, though. We only lost by like about
the boots.
Five or six. The Boots won.
Yeah, so I was a little nervous.
Trying to put our first three-game win streak together. But the Electrons still have 5 wins coming off that 2-win season last year and continue to lead the country in merchandise sales. All the proceeds go to the Jimmy V Foundation if you're interested in some Empire Electron merchandise. You have to get in touch with us. We have a fabulous sale going on for the holidays. You won't want to miss it. Shirts, key rings, hats, toques, you name it. Empire Electrons, get charged up. We'll come back. Seth Greenberg is first on the pit parade of hits of guests next hour here on ESPN 680-1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.